Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the 301st episode. Of the Mystic Access Podcast. She's Kim.
He's Chris.
And we didn't put the date because we don't remember the date.
Let's see. It would be December 12th.
Well, there you go. December 12th. So now we have them both in there. 301 and December 12th. Perfect.
Yes, indeed. Only one more podcast for the month of December and the year of 2023. How is that a thing?
I have no idea.
The year flew away. We hope you guys are having a good end to your year and all the craziness that can sometimes happen in December. We hope you're doing great.
So what we're going to focus on this time is pretty straightforward. What we're going to do is discuss certain things that we have either purchased or checked out in the last 12 months to possibly give some ideas for stocking stuffers for people.
And some of them may be a little big to be stocking stuffers, but ultimately we're focusing on stuff that's $100 or less and just something that you might find interesting for either yourself or for somebody you love. And this is all stuff we've used, all stuff we've enjoyed, and we're anxious to give you a little gift list that may be useful.
We're going to share some products that we purchased over the past year.
Or so. Couple or of them were a smidge before, but not majorly.
Well, let's just say 365 days. That would
fair
cover.
Fair enough. Yeah, that would cover them all. So we're going to share some cool stuff that may be interesting for you to have as well. As with everything we share on here, these are things that we have tested ourselves, used ourselves. In general, if we haven't used it, then we're not going to talk about it. So just know that these are all products that we have in our possession, all products we use, all products we love. So we're going to share a few with you here and talk to you about why we like them and maybe something will trigger a fun Christmas present or Hanukkah gift or other holiday goodie to share with those you love or maybe even with you. Let's start with some really practical things you can use for your electronics. And the first one is a 10-port wall charger. Now, we have a few different iterations of this product.
Right. It's a charger that you can use. It has USB ports, and that's all it is. There's one that I have that's a square box, and it has 10 ports sticking out of the top of it. It's a 50-watt power supply, and you take your stuff, and you can plug into this device, and it will give you 10 ports of charging goodness. So you can just plug in your USB cable. And go. There's another one that I have, which I think is kind of interesting. It has 10 ports on it, and you can turn off and on each individual port. Now, this one, when you press the button, it's a toggle, but it doesn't stay down. So you don't know if it's on or off. So if you're using it with your computer, for example, and your keyboard's not working, you might want to go find that little button where you think your keyboard is connected. And you can then press that button and your keyboard would magically work.
And that one's a rectangle, isn't it? A long rectangle?
It's a long, thin rectangle. It's got all 10 ports. But what it has, one of the reasons I did buy it, is because it has a SD card reader on the one end, which is really kind of cool. So you got two things for the price of one. You've got your card reader and you've got your 10 ports to add 10 USB ports to your computer, should you need that many.
Absolutely. I have one too, but it doesn't have the card reader. So hopefully when we link to this for you, we can find the one with the card reader because it's even cooler. Mine, though, has buttons like his does, but you can kind of tell when they're up and when they're down. You can kind of tell that little depression a little bit when you've got them pressed. But there's no SD card reader. So, you know, it's just a matter of finding one that you like. We will link to something and let you guys know which one we're linking to. But this is a really practical present for anybody who uses their computer a lot. Those of us with Braille displays in particular might enjoy something like this because you never know when you need to plug that thing in for power or if you have a webcam, you know, you've got all these different things. I know I do, and I'm sure you do too. And depending on how you mix audio, if you ever need to do that, again, I use a USB port to plug in things to do that. And you never know. Sometimes you just don't have enough. So this could be a very great practical present. And they're nice and compact, so you can just stick them out of the way and then easily plug in your USB ports.
Right.
Speaking of plugging in USB ports, that leads us to the next one on the list, which is a retractable multi-charging cable.
This is a cable that, at least the one that we have, it came in a two-pack. And what it does is, on the one end, there's the USB-A connection that connects to your computer. And on the other end is three ports. You've got Lightning, you've got Micro, and you've got USB-C. And they're kind of fanned out a little bit, so they're not three separate cables. The end is kind of all one piece, and the ports, they kind of fan out so that you can connect them to other devices should you wish to. But what it does, it's really neat, is it retracts into a little square. So you can take this retractable cable, fold everything up, throw it in your briefcase, in your backpack, or what have you, and now you have a connection for three devices. Again, they're Lightning, Micro, and USB-C.
Now, is it a braided cable, or is it just a
regular USB cable, so it's not braided.
So is this something you'd recommend for daily use, or is this more of a travel present?
To me, it's more of a travel present.
I would agree. Because it's retractable, I wouldn't recommend like just sitting it somewhere and forgetting it. Because sometimes, as I've learned from experience, sometimes you have it sitting there forever and you don't realize and it's being pulled on, and then, oh, bad things can happen. So great travel gift, though. If you're only using it, let's say you go to your hotel at night or you're visiting family, you're only using it for a couple hours a day, it's kind of perfect. Or for half an hour while you're waiting for, you know, a plane or something, plug it into a power bank. You know what I find interesting, though, is now that the iPhones are all going to USB-C, eventually, not quite yet, but maybe in another 5 years or so, we're not going to see those Lightning ports anymore.
My mother, just as a side, just purchased an iPhone 15 Pro. Mm-hmm. It has USB-C.
Yeah.
She also bought a 2022 iPad, and it's the Pro model, and that also has USB-C. So my mom, the funny part is, just bought 6-10-foot Lightning cables because she knew she was going to get the new devices.
And I just inherited one. So thanks, mom-in-law.
So you just got to know. I mean, it's probably less than 5 years. All of these things will go USB-C, and then there probably won't be any more Lightning. But times change.
They do. They do. It's just like how we used to all use minis, and now minis are kind of a novelty. We do have some nice mini cables, though. If you're actually still looking for something for a mini cable, we have some nice ones still in stock. So if you're interested, you can come check those out and get one from us. I don't know how many we have. Not a lot, but we do have some. So if you need one. But they're not really the main thing anymore. You don't see them as much. And really, you think about it. That was only maybe 5 or 10 years ago when minis were such a big deal.
You had minis, then you had micros, then you had USB-C, Lightning, and yeah.
Absolutely. So like you said, things change. Let's talk about some other things that maybe don't change quite as often, and that is your address.
Let's just say, have you ever had a neighbor ring your doorbell and say, did you order some dinner from DoorDash because they put it on my stoop?
We have this happen more than we'd like.
So what we did is we did a search online and got some address labels. So what they do is they come in all kinds of shapes and sizes and adhesive. Some glow in the dark, some are magnetic, and you have to be very, very careful with ones that you buy because let's say that your address is 16620. You better make sure what you buy has 10622 in that packaging. Some of them, they're 5 inches, they're magnetic, and you only buy one, and they're about
12. Yeah, you get one number, so you get 16 or 10.
Right. So your address would be quite a bit of numbers to buy, but they do have some that come in packages and read some reviews. Some glow in the dark and they charge by the sun, which is really cool. You can put them on mailboxes. You can put them on your door, you know, those kinds of things just to give delivery people and let's say first responders.
Uber drivers, Lyft drivers.
Right.
We've had more than one occasion where we've been dropped off at the wrong place.
Yeah. So just to give you guys an idea that they are out there and they're really cool once you affix them to wherever you want to put them.
Yeah. Again, please be careful and note that this is not an inexpensive thing to buy, but it's a good security thing. If you, like us, are part of a blind couple, and you want to make sure whoever you're traveling with can see your house, this is a really, really, really good thing to have.
Yes.
Or whoever is visiting you, for whatever reason, can see your house. Then this is very important. I do not want to be dropped off at the wrong place. I just don't. So let's talk now about a couple of apps. These are also apps that can help keep you safe in different ways. Like the address labels can help keep you safe in that you can be dropped at the right house or that people can find your house properly and keep everyone safe and secure. So here's an app that will keep your computer usage more safe and secure, and that is Surfshark. What is Surfshark?
Surfshark is a virtual private network, VPN, that allows you to encrypt your data from you to the server, which is the end result. We've heard a lot about these VPNs in the past. We've even discussed them. I think we may have even talked about Surfshark or some kind of VPN on the podcast over the years. And it allows you to make your computer hidden. Like if you go to a coffee shop and you get on their Wi-Fi because you have limited data on your cell phone, you want to run a VPN because you want to make sure that your traffic is encrypted. It's like a tunnel. So let's say you're on the information superhighway. Yeah, that's a term we've heard recently. Not, but it's
just
as
old as we are. You have though,
right? But what happens is, think of it as a highway. You're a little car, and you're driving down the highway with your thing. When you're going on a VPN, it's like a tunnel between you and your website. So you hit that tunnel and nobody can get to you or get to your traffic from within that tunnel. Once you exit the tunnel or if you turn off the VPN, then you're just on this highway with all these different cars.
So when is it not a good idea to use a VPN?
Well, like me, you might want to go to YouTube TV and YouTube TV doesn't like that. So you have to figure out if you're on a hotel, for example, and you're on a hotel Wi-Fi, that's another place that I would recommend using a VPN. You have to decide, is your YouTube TV or your streaming service going to work? If it doesn't, then you have to figure out, is it worth watching TV? I would probably say no.
We had this happen when we were in California. We were like, let's watch some TV. Oh, let's not. So that can be a thing. So especially if you get local channels that it restricts and says you must be in your home network before you can watch these channels properly, then you can't use a VPN there. What about your financial transactions?
I would use a VPN for the bank again, too, because, again, your traffic is hidden. Somebody who's snooping on the Wi-Fi network doesn't know where you go. I don't think I would switch to a different country on the VPN, or if you can avoid it, I would be as close to home as possible on the VPN. But you wouldn't want to connect to a VPN, for example, and say that you're in the UK or you're somewhere else, you're in Canada, you're in Australia, when you're really not. Your bank may or may not like that. So just to give you an idea, but I would definitely use it on a financial thing when you're on a network that you don't trust.
So why Surfshark? Well, one thing that we love about Surfshark is once you get Surfshark, you can use it on as many devices as you want. Your phones, your Android, your iOS, your computer, your Mac, TV. Your PC.
You could even use your TV. Yeah. You have... Yeah, those kinds of things. You could set up a VPN for your TV, but that's, you know, just something for you to research. You know, is a VPN right for you? I would say for us, at least, if we travel or something like that, then yes, the VPN would be something that we would want to put up.
Definitely. It's something we like. It's something we pay for. So it's just one we're mentioning to you. We've used other VPNs in the past. We don't dislike some of the other VPNs that we've used, but we really like Surfshark, and it's one that we wanted to recommend to you. Now, speaking of things that we use, sometimes in conjunction with other things, let's talk about a way to keep you safe while you're working out. You know, it's holidays. We're packing on those extra pounds, sometimes having a little too much Thanksgiving dinner, maybe. So let's talk about an app to help you with that. And that is an app called Gentler Streak. What the heck is this?
It's an app. It kind of makes you, instead of working out like a maniac, let's say that you haven't worked out in 6 months. And you decide, oh, I'm going to get my ring today. I'm going to get my 30 minutes of exercise. You're overdoing it. So what it likes to do is it likes to build up your exercise so that you can get up to that 30 minutes, that 35 minutes, that 40 minutes, instead of hitting it all at once and possibly doing damage to yourself.
It's very accessible. It gives you a lot of really cool information. So it's going to tell you your heart rate zones, for instance, while you're working out. You can read about what those mean. You can find out all kinds of things about your workout and what's going on with you during your workout. This appears to only be available for iOS currently. It works on the Apple Watch. So it has an Apple Watch complication that you can put on there and access. It's just a very cool app. Now, again, like Surfshark, this is an app that you will pay for. This isn't free. There's nothing on this list that is completely 100% free. So you are investing a bit. But you want to look for deals, especially right now. You might be able to find some. I know for a fact you can for Surfshark. So you just want to pay attention to what you can find. There are many great exercise apps out there. The difference in this one, I think, is that it really does customize to you. So, for instance, when you first get it, it's kind of going to watch your workouts for the first, is it 10 days or 14 days? Something like that.
I think it's the first week.
Mm-hmm. And it'll kind of get to know you and where you are and what you do. You just want to make sure that, especially if you're doing this on your watch, you start the workout with Gentler Streak, not with the workout app. And then it can monitor you and learn more about you. And then it will start giving you good information about how you're doing. Should you be pushing more? Should you not be pushing more? What should you be doing? And I think it also encourages rest days as well, which is cool.
It does.
So it's a great little app and definitely something that we recommend. He got me into it. And it's just a cool, cool app. We're going to move away from software for a moment because we want to talk about something that integrates into your household. And this will only work for those of you who use Ring.
It will only work for those of you who use Ring and have a Ring alarm.
And we're recommending this one because we use Ring. It's something that we can recommend in terms of accessibility. And it's something that we recently purchased ourselves. And we'll talk about why. But this is a Ring glass break protector or glass break monitor. Now, we've done that because we have been monitoring what's going on around us lately, and there have been a large rash of car break-ins pretty close by, closer by than has been comfortable. And we live in a really good neighborhood, but at the same time, you get a little so.
But it's not even the car break-ins. It's the two or three times that strangers have actually gone into other people's homes.
Yes.
While they're sleeping. This one person said that they were sleeping in their chair in their living room to open their eyes and find a person standing in front of them.
Very scary.
That's something I don't want to deal with. We do have an alarm. The thing about alarms that we want to keep in mind is that there are three modes. There's off, which is not being monitored. There is home, which monitors everything except motion sensors. And that's so that you can have it armed and you can walk around your house and do what you need to do. And then there's away mode, and that arms everything. So think of it this way. Let's say that you're in home mode and you sleep that way because you're home, but you want to get up and not have the cops called when you forget to disarm it and have motion sensors go off. So they're not monitored. In home mode, motion sensors are as if they're not there. Somebody could theoretically break your window and climb through your window and, you know, then they're in the house. So what the glass break detector does is it sits there and it monitors for glass break sounds and it will instantly alarm. So let's say that you have a contact on your window. Somebody breaks your window, they break through, that window is still closed, and you won't know if someone's roaming around your house until they open the door to leave or open the window to leave or to lift the window up to leave. And the glass break detector takes care of that for you because it should sense that glass break. I saw a YouTube video where somebody smashed a window and it went off immediately. So that was pretty good. Now, if you have ALEXAs around the house, you can put your ALEXAs into a glass break detector mode. But that only works if you're not home. So if you're set to that away mode, that would work. But the same person who did the hardware glass break detector did another test with their ALEXA in this guard mode. And it didn't really do a good job detecting that glass break when he broke that window. So it's just something you want to keep in mind, and it's for security reasons. I sure don't want someone in my room while I sleep and then wake up, or sometimes I'm up in the middle of the night reading a book or something. I don't want that person to come in and, you know, do whatever. So that's the reason for glass break.
Now, if you're wondering what these look like, if you've seen an Echo Dot, they look a lot like a little Echo Dot. They're probably 4 inches around. They're a little round circle. and you stick them wherever you stick them. We put ours on the ceiling, and it will monitor within, what,
25 feet?
5 feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you buy them and you put them sort of near your windows. And I think they can do a couple of things. They can either immediately call the cops or they can alarm. Am I right about that? Does that
They can notify you, or they can, you know, notify you that the glass break has happened, or they can set the alarm off. Now, they're not active if you have your alarm set to off. So if you disarm it completely, no sensors are active.
So if you're worried in your home, you might want to arm your alarm and just keep it armed while you're home.
Nothing just be careful if you're watching TV or a YouTube video or something and you're sitting in the room with the glass break detector, that it has the potential to go off.
Yeah. Somebody breaks some glass on your video or on your TV show. Be a little wary of that. So just be aware. But it's a great security idea for those of you who use Ring sensors. Now, one more question before we move on to the next one. Must you have a window sensor in addition to the glass break protector for it to work?
No.
Good deal.
The other thing, too, just to mention, we talked about Ring because that's what we have, but all of your security systems have glass break detectors.
Yeah, you probably just have to get them a la carte. They probably don't necessarily come with your system.
And if they do, you would know about it.
Yep.
But you might put one in the basement, you know, where you're not there all the time.
Which we should do.
Which we should do and are going to do.
Yep. So let's go back and talk about one more piece of software that will work well for your computer. And this will work for particularly some of you who are into changing things up a little bit with your computer, or in some cases wanting things to be like they once were. And we're just going to talk about it more broadly. This is a company called Winability. We've talked about them in the past. We've shown demos of their stuff in the past, but we want to revisit them quickly.
Right. There's AB Commander, which is a file manager replacement. There's Encryptability, which allows you to encrypt your stuff. And when you open your stuff, it looks like a removable media drive. And it allows you to save files that you definitely want encrypted into this kind of vault. And then you either use it or you don't. You open it. You can't access them without a kind of master password, like a password manager. But it's for your stuff that looks like a removable drive. I've got some pretty sensitive stuff in that area that nobody knows the password to, not even Kim. They also have Startfinity or something. It's a start menu replacement. So if you're using Windows 10, for example, you could make it look like Windows XP. Let's say you're going from Windows XP to Windows 10. It makes the start menu look like Windows XP. And kind of the cool thing about it is if you start typing your search, it's like Windows 10, where it can give you a list of your applications and settings and stuff in that familiar XP start menu way.
So definitely cool things to check out there. And that is winability.com.
Yes.
The reason we're not giving prices for any of this is because this is the holiday season. You could potentially get some deals. I don't think there's anything on here that's going to cost you over $100. Some of the subscriptions might if you get them for a yearly package, but generally speaking, there's nothing over $100 on this list. So good to know. Now, let's talk about something completely different. Maybe something that would be a good stocking stuffer present. And the ladies might enjoy this more than the guys, but I have to mention it because I have enjoyed it so much this year, and I turned my mom onto it, too. But this is the Lux Beauty Essentials Microfiber Hair Towel. Now, while you can use this as a hair towel, microfiber in general is awesome for everything. So, I have longish hair. It's longer than it should be. And one of the things that I really love about this is that when you wrap it around your head, once you've washed your hair, it just feels like a cuddle. It feels like a hug to your head. So, it's very warm, it's very soft, and it dries your hair really fast. You don't even have to necessarily rub your hair, although sometimes I do, and it will dry your hair very, very quickly. There have been many times in the summer where I just let my hair air dry because it dried it so well, I didn't feel the need to go and use a hair dryer on it, which if you can avoid using a hair dryer on your hair, it's probably best. So there have been multiple times when I haven't even used a hair dryer on it. I've just used my microfiber towel. What's nice about it is it's a big towel, and so you have lots of hair that you could potentially wrap up in it if you have really long, thick hair. Mine isn't really long, but it's halfway down my back, and it is fairly thick. And I can wrap my hair up, and it's got a little loop on the towel, and you just tuck your towel through that loop so that it stays on your head, and you are good to go. So I might wear that for a couple minutes and then go upstairs and dry my hair, or I might just brush my hair afterwards and leave it on. Now, if you're a guy, You might still like this because you can dry your hair very, very quickly with it. And if you just want to dry your hair and make sure it's got all the water out of it, then this is a great present for you as well. These are not cheap. You're not going to spend $5 on one, although you probably could. You could find some cheaper. I paid about $15 for mine, and I was really hesitant to spend $15 on a microfiber towel. I was like, I don't know. I've had it for almost a year, and I would not be without it. So you can get these from multiple brands. I'm mentioning Lux Beauty Essentials because that's the brand that I purchased from, so I can personally account for the fact that it is awesome, and I've enjoyed it very much. It doesn't come in lots of colors, but it does come in a few, and you can find one that will work for you. If you don't find a color you want in this particular brand, certainly check out other brands. You pretty much get the same profile in a towel, so you'll get a towel, and then you'll have a little loop that you can pull your towel through. It'll stay on your head, and you're good to go. So, great present. As I said, gals may like this more than the guys, but I could definitely see it for specific guys, too, who are very particular about their hair. So, this could definitely be an option for you. Even my husband could benefit from this occasionally if he'd actually use it, because he's got thick hair. So, one never knows. But that is a great present for well under $20. So what happens when you have to wash that microfiber towel or perhaps some other things? This is the Sheets Laundry Club detergent, and it works on up to 100 loads. In the packages that we buy, you can use up to 100 loads, and we get the fresh linen scent. Tell us about these, because this is a really cool little thing.
So they're little sheets that you literally throw into your washing machine to wash your clothes. And for small loads, you use one. For a larger load, you use two. And they're just sheets that will, you know, disintegrate there. And you put them in your wash. You start your washing machine up. And you let it go through its cycle. So there's really nothing special that you have to do, although just use them. So you just pull one out of the box, drop it in, and go for it.
One thing you don't want to do is use multiple sheets when you have a small load. You can end up leaving some sticky residue on your clothes.
Right.
So make sure if you have a small load, you're only using one. Large load, you're using a couple. If you're using something like microfiber, you can absolutely use them as well. Just don't use fabric softener when you put the microfiber stuff into the dryer, because it will be bad for your microfiber, so don't do it. And you probably want to wash microfiber in a little mesh bag by itself. Don't let it touch other things, because again, it could mess up your fluffy microfiber. But yeah, these little sheets are great. We get them on Subscribe and Save, and they're about $15, and we have them for a long time. So, again, our little packaging says up to 100 loads per box. And we still have some downstairs, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We really like these. It's just a handy way to do your laundry. It's quick and easy. You don't have to worry about the mess. And it's supposed to be good for your clothes, too. It's got great ratings on Amazon. You're welcome to read more about it. There are other brands that purport to do the same thing. This is just the one we use. And, again, it is Sheets Laundry Club. So, something cool to check out. Now let's talk about another thing you can wash with your Sheets Laundry Club sheets, and this is the Berkshire Blanket. Now, there are tons of things. This is just a brand, Berkshire, Berkshire, but it is the softest, coziest, toastiest blanket you could want. We put this on our bed this winter, and what do you think of it?
I think it's nice. It's good. It's fun. It's soft.
It's very soft. It definitely is. And it really keeps you warm. This is definitely for winter. I don't see us using this necessarily in the summer, but it is a really warm thing. And the one we have has a silk border around the whole thing. So if you like that little touch of silk against your face or something during the course of the night, if you're like me and you like to pull the blanket up above your head and you wake up all tangled in the blanket and roasting, then you will appreciate this. I'm one of those people who always wants more cover than less. And more is definitely more. So something like this is incredibly warm and cozy and toasty and just perfect present. I'm sure you can get these in smaller sizes as well. So if you wanted something like this as a throw, I know for a fact you can get Berkshire throws as well. So just look up the brand and see what you can find. I can see if the one that I bought from QVC is still available. Don't know that it will be. If it is, I'll link to it. Or I might find something if it's on Amazon and link to that. So we'll see. But we're going to try and provide links for as many of these as we can. Although some will just kind of let you choose, but we'll see what we find to link to from here. Next on the list, this is a really practical present, and we already know that we can't link the ones that we purchased, but we can probably link to something. This is from a brand called Sabatier, S-A-B-A-T-I-E-R, Sabatier, and this is a 10-in-1 multi-purpose set of shears. We love these. We got three sets, and we have one in the bedroom, one on the fridge. Where's the other one? Oh, I have one, don't I? I have one in my office.
Yeah, you have the third one.
So what do you like about these?
I like the fact it's got a magnetic hanger or case that you can magnetize to your fridge or what have you. And then you put the scissors into this case and you know exactly where they are when you need them.
Not only that, but it has a built-in sharpener in the case.
Yes.
So you never have to sharpen these shears either. They have bottle openers in them. They have an herb stripper. They've got all kinds of little things. I think there's a box cutter on there. It's just really very cool, all the things you can do. And they are very sharp. You can cut cardboard with them. You can pretty much do anything you need to do with them. They'd be great if you need to cut your flowers, anything like that. You will find an endless number of things to do with them. We absolutely love ours. They're very sturdy. They're very, very well made. And we've had ours for almost a year, and we love them. So if you're a gardener, or if you just open a lot of boxes, something like that, or you just need to break down your boxes, or whatever the case may be, almost anybody could enjoy these shears. And again, this is just the brand we recommend because it's one that we use. It's one that we have. We've had absolutely no issues with them. I don't think we found anything they can't cut through.
No.
So I think you'll be very, very happy with these and that you will really love them. So Sabatier shears. Now, let's move back to another exercise idea, or at least a health-related idea. We've talked about this previously again, but it's one we want to give another shout-out to. And this is the brand Qardio, Qardio, Qardio.
They have a blood pressure monitor. It's very cool. They have a scale, which is very cool, depending on what the scale says. And they also have a temperature, a forehead, touch to your forehead, hit a button, it gives you your temperature. They also have an oxygen oximeter. And the app is accessible. Everything you want to do within the app is accessible. The blood pressure monitor is kind of interesting. It is a cuff and a box. And it transmits to your phone. You have to have a phone to use these, I think. I don't think there's a screen on them. Could be wrong. But You want it to go to your phone because you want to keep the history of your measurements. And kind of the cool thing about the oximeter is if you have an Apple Watch, you don't need one because it grabs your oxygen from your Apple Watch and it'll just put it into the database. You can see, keep track of your oxygen.
Does this work, do you think, with other Android watches as well? Because I think you can use this on Android, can't you?
I believe you can, yeah. I don't think they would.
No,
I just haven't done it. You can connect this up to 8 devices. So let's say, for example, Kim wants to check her blood pressure.
Ah.
She can add this, which she has already, to her Qardio app on her phone. And it knows the difference that it's her versus me, because I have it on my app as well. And it's smart enough to know who's using the product at that time.
And what's nice is with the scale part, which is called the Qardio base, is that it measures all the measurements you want. It's not just your weight, it's your BMI, it's all kinds of different things that it can measure. It's scary, but it's stuff you need to know so that you can improve it.
Right. One thing that I found out too by using that is if you go on the scale with socks on, you don't get anything but your weight. You have to go on with bare feet in order for it to measure all that other stuff. So it must be getting that stuff from your skin.
And obviously, all these things work hand in hand. The beauty of it, as you said, is being able to go back and look at your history because it will tell you if you're doing better. So this could work great in combination with something like Gentler Streak. So you can monitor exercise and your health with these. What an incredible little multi-gift thing. Although, remember, these are not cheap. So you're going to pay for them. But if you use them, you could really create some positive change in your life in terms of your health. It's something we really like because it's motivational for us. And we can really see, woo, we're making progress. And that'll keep us motivated. Because let's face it, sometimes getting healthy sucks because it's hard. And you want to give up and you want to quit. But this will help you not quit because you're seeing that you are making improvements. Because if
they actually give you goals.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell it, let's say you're losing weight. You're in your losing weight journey. And you want to do it like 15 pounds at a time, for example. So you can set that goal to be 15 pounds less than you currently are. And it's going to tell you how many pounds you have to go each time you check, you know, your weight.
And if you have people you love in your life who are close to you, who you're either caring for, or, you know, just people you love, this will make it easier to, if you've got people around you who are supporting you. But again, these goals can be very helpful as well because it can tell you how you're doing and kind of cheer you on a little bit. Again, not cheap to start this journey. How much was the cardio base? Because it's the most expensive, isn't it?
I think they're all around $100.
So we're trying to give you stuff that doesn't go over. Just keep that
but
in mind.
But that's each.
Yes, that's each. That's not for all of them together.
So it's about $300 if you want the base, the arm, and the thermometer.
Yeah. But if you want to start out slow, get the one you need the most. So if your blood pressure is a concern, get that first. Then maybe 3 months later, get the scale and then get the thermometer, you know, because they all can kind of work together.
It's not a talking.
No.
So you want to make sure that, you know, you have your phone nearby because it will give you, it will transmit that information to your phone. Once that information is on your phone, it's completely accessible. It does work. It's not going to be a talking thermometer or blood pressure or anything. One time, just before the cardio stuff, I bought a talking blood pressure monitor that was Bluetooth and could connect to some app or whatever. And, you know, so I thought, well, hey, I got the best of both worlds. Problem was, the app was not accessible. I couldn't even connect the blood pressure monitor to my phone.
So you were able to send it back, which was good. And yeah, that didn't really work out so well. I mean, so if you're somebody who wants the talking stuff and kind of wants to create your own records of stuff, that's great. So if you want the Taylor talking scale that I've talked about years ago, you can still get it. I still appreciate it. Still love it. It's upstairs in their bathroom. But if you want something where you can see the results using your phone and it incorporates with your health app, then you will have it that way.
There's probably tons of database type apps that you could get where you could totally just add manual entries into your app. So you could get the Taylor talking scale. You could get a talking blood pressure monitor. You could get a talking oximeter, talking thermometer. Then you could just add all that stuff in too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to take a little longer, but you could do it. You can totally update that kind of stuff yourself. So just giving you ideas that we like. Let's return to the computer one final time and talk about another piece of software. And we're intentionally mixing these up so you don't get bored of one thing versus another. So this is called Internet Download Manager, and it's one of Chris's more recent revisited purchases.
Yes, this is back in the modem days and back in
way back.
The days of DSL, you know, 1 megabit down or whatever. They had these download accelerators. You don't hear much about them anymore. But I thought, and I got a trial of Internet Download Manager. And what that does is it incorporates into your browsers like Edge and Chrome and Firefox and Opera and all this other stuff. And what it does, instead of using your download facility within your browser, it intercepts the downloads and it puts it into its own little database, if you will. And you can have categories. So all zip files, for example, could go into a category called compressed. All MP3s could go into music. All PDFs could go into documents. Just little categories so you can categorize your downloads. And it's a really, really nice list. But what it does on your hard drive is it can put them into downloads/music, for example. So when you go to your downloads folder, you don't have one huge, long list of, let me say, 900 or 20,000 or something files sitting there in one thing. You can have it organize them that way. And it's really cool if you do that because now your downloads are actually in one place. So if you have to reference a download, for example, you can go into Internet Download Manager and it's going to show all of your downloads in a nice little list. And then there's a tree view where you can do all downloads. You can do music. You can do compressed programs, you know, EXE files and all that. And it's very accessible. So your downloads are just there. You can even have it tell you when a download is complete.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know, with sound files and stuff.
So we couldn't have a countdown of cool stuff we like that we've purchased in the last 365 days without talking about a treat. So here's our treat one. And this is a company on Amazon that you can access called Grove Square. Grove like a grove of trees, G-R-O-V-E, square like a square. And they have all kinds of yummy stuff. They have hot chocolate. They have tea. They have like chai tea. They have cappuccino. They have multiple kinds of cappuccino. And they have cider. And they are delicious. And they have awesome reviews on Amazon. We love them. What's your favorite Grove Square item?
I have a toss-up between the cider and the cappuccino.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to trying their chai tea because I'm a chai tea lover. And haven't tried it yet. Maybe I should look while we're having some Black Friday deals. We're recording this over the Black Friday weekend. And so might have to take a peek and see what it is currently. But they have awesome stuff. They're a little cheaper than some of your brands like Green Mountain and certainly Starbucks, things like that. They're a little cheaper than those. And you can get variety packs of certain things. So they have different types of hot chocolate, for instance. So you can get a variety pack of their various hot chocolate flavors. They have different variety packs of cappuccino. They have different variety packs of cider. So they're a great brand. These are for those of you who are Keurig lovers. So if you have your Keurig, these are pods that you can drop into your Keurig. If you aren't a Keurig lover, this probably won't work for you. Although I suppose you could crack open a pod and dump it into your glass, you know, I don't know. But it's delicious and it's just easy peasy. Good way to create something yummy for yourself. And we love it. And you might want to check it out if you are a cider or hot chocolate or cappuccino fan. Many of you, I'm sure, are. So we wanted to mention Grove Square. It's something I've used for years. You may have even heard me name drop it a few times on the podcast. But we have definitely bought it in the last 365 days. And we will certainly buy more of it throughout the course of this winter. Really awesome fall and winter treat. So check out anything by the Grove Square Company. And I think you will be very happy. We have two more to share with you, so we're almost done, and we've saved two really cool ones for last. And the first one we want to talk about is a really nostalgic present that my husband found on Amazon and bought us each one. This is by a company called, I'm going to call it Quepom, Q-U-E-P-H-O-M. Don't know if that's how you actually pronounce it, but there you go. And this is a CD player. But not just any CD player.
It is a CD player that you can charge via USB. It has a physical on-off switch, which allows you to basically put a CD in, turn it on. You turn it on, it does its little boot up thing, and it starts to play. Okay, so it's a Discman.
It's the cutest little thing ever.
It's a little Discman. But what's really cool and what really intrigued me about it is that we were looking for something that somebody could get that was relatively inexpensive that could play our data CDs. So if somebody calls or purchases on the website a data CD and they have no way to play the data CD besides a computer, maybe they would want something to listen to the tutorials with that was portable. So you're not stuck to your computer playing the CD. Two things that really intrigued me is the fact that it has a built-in speaker. Now that's cool. I've never seen a Discman with a built-in speaker. The other cool thing that intrigued me is you can actually change the speed of the disc while it's playing. So it has anti-skip or anti-shock, which is something that CD players from the 90s, early 90s started to incorporate because with a Discman, if you're walking, carrying your CDs around, you make a step, it goes boop, 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 boop.
It was awful.
So it has that, and I'm thinking that that's how it kind of does its speed change, which is really cool. So it doesn't sound like the Chipmunks.
No, it's actually a really good speed change. Sounds really clear. Remember the 90s? When we'd get the CD players and that we got our first one with anti-shock. So we'd take it, we'd shake it.
Yeah.
While something was playing.
Yes.
I think we all did that.
I'm like, that's very, cool. Very I had stuff by Fisher, which is no longer a brand, but it was a good hi-fi brand in its day. You know, but this one has that built-in speaker. I've never seen that on a CD player. That kind of intrigued me because if you turn it on, it literally will start playing the disc.
Yeah. And it'll start from where you left off.
Yes.
So if you're reading a book, for instance, you have some of those unabridged discs. I've recently been packing up some stuff, and among the items that I've been stowing away are a lot of CDs, book CDs, so like unabridged books on CD. And I'm not going to keep all of them, but there are a few that are little treasures, and I'm going to keep them forever. And so you could play something like that with this. If you create MP3 CDs, you could most certainly play those with this.
Old time radio CDs.
Yeah, OTR discs, any number of things. And what I really loved, was the presentation. You even get a little bag to carry it in.
Yeah,
it's nicer than anything we saw in the 90s, that's for sure.
But again, physical on-off switch. Very cool.
Now, one thing we must mention, it has a lot of buttons. So you will have to kind of learn what the buttons do and how they work. We haven't even figured all this out ourselves, because there are a few buttons that we're like, huh? What is this supposed to do? So we need to find a manual. I'm sure there's one that comes with it, but we need to find an accessible manual and check it out and learn more about what these buttons actually do. But certainly if you just want to move through your tracks, things like that, you can certainly randomize it, things like that. You got no issue there. And you can play stuff to your heart's content. I actually recently was so excited about having this that I bought a couple CDs that I've always wanted that never became MP3s. They never digitized them. So I bought some old CDs that I can now play on my little CD player.
It comes in black and it comes in white.
Yeah. So you can take your pick, and they're about $40. And they might be cheaper right now. So, you know, you might want to take a look. Last but not least, we have something cool. If you want to give somebody, let's say, a gift card or some cash or a small piece of jewelry, maybe a necklace or bracelet or pair of earrings, and you want a cool thing to supplement that and maybe put it in, we have a really cool present idea for you. These are, if you've never heard of them, puzzle boxes. Now, these are super cool. I've loved these for years, and I introduced Chris to them last Christmas because I got him a Superman puzzle box. And since you're new to them, you can explain what a puzzle box is.
It's a box that's a puzzle. So when you get it apart, you stash your little treasures in there. I have a couple treasures in there right now. And you put it back in. You hope that nobody knows what it is and nobody knows how to open it because your little treasures could be in there. I mean, obviously, it's not something that you want to put a check for $1 million in because, you know, somebody could figure out the puzzle box. And as long as they get it open, they may not care if they close it back up nice and neat for you. But I have a Superman one. Mine is wooden. It's got the insignia that's very tactile and it's part of the puzzle box.
I've got a lot of these. They're carved and you can get different things. I've got like a couple angels and a unicorn, and I've got a beautiful butterfly sitting here near my desk, and they're very, very tactile. And I wanted to make sure that he had a nice tactile one too, so I ordered him one last year. And you can get these from various people. I've got a lot of mine off QVC from a guy called Carver Dan. That's his brand name. And the one I got Chris, I don't remember the brand name for it, but it's equally nice. And you can find them all kinds of ways. You can find critters, so you can find puppies and kitties. You can find boats, you know, so if you're into that, or airplanes or cars or any number of things. And you can really just take your pick. If you're looking for it, there's probably a puzzle box for it. They're all made of wood and they have a very special way of opening. So they're all going to differ a little bit. Some have magnets to help keep them a little more securely closed. They don't all have them, but some of them do. You could probably also look on Etsy and find some really cool ones if Etsy's more your thing. But they are definitely available, and they would probably cost more than your $20 gift card that you're going to put in them, but they're a present that somebody would have absolutely forever. So if you have little special jewelry or little special coins or whatever that is, then you can stow away your little treasures in a puzzle box, and you have a really fun tactile present that will always mean something magical to you. You'll always know who got you that really cool gift. So we hope this has given you some really good ideas, no matter whether you're a geek and you want some new tech, or you want something nostalgic, or you just want something practical, like a towel to wrap your hair in. So there's been something hopefully for everybody here. This is all stuff we love and use, and we hope you found something here to be interesting to you. So this has been a jam-packed episode. We hope something here has been enjoyable for you. As we said at the beginning, we only have one more episode left for 2023, so we will see you on December 26th, the day after Christmas.
Exactly. Bye.
Bye.
The preceding podcast is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. If you are blind or visually impaired and wish to experience less stress and more fun on your unique assistive technology journey, our comprehensive audio documentation and additional offerings are here to support you. We welcome your visit at mysticaccess.com. That's mysticaccess.com. Have a question or wish to place an order via phone? call us at 716-543-3323. If you have comments to share about this episode, follow our phone menu prompts to reach our Mystic Access podcast comment line. Email us at info@mysticaccess.com and connect with us on social media, Mastodon, mysticaccess.online, and facebook.com/mysticaccessempower. Would you like to spread the word about our podcasts? Anyone may explore our extensive archives and subscribe to receive our bi-weekly episodes at mysticaccesspodcast.com. If you enjoy our content, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Thanks for spreading the word and for being a listener. We hope you enjoyed this episode.